live, launching into the third hour of the program. You dial in toll free and take control of the airwaves. Bring up anything you want. 800-259-9231. Joining you tonight is Ian,
Michelle,
and Mark. Also joining us for the very first time this evening, officially, is our brand newest affiliate. Welcome to KBUR 1490. Our first affiliate in Iowa, Burlington, Iowa. Coming on board to, I guess, replacing the old Dean Adele show, I think. Used to be one of those doctors, Dr. Dean. He retired at the end of the year, and they have selected Free Talk Live as his replacement.
Dr. Dean had a stellar career in radio.
He did. Had a lot of stations, too, and we've managed to pick up a couple of them, and which is great. You know, every time somebody kind of drops off the radar, it always is an opportunity for us vultures here at Free Talk Live to swoop in and kind of pick up the pieces.
Yeah, if you're just listening to the show for the first time, a little bit of advice. You need to listen for a while before you're really going to get it. You know, people love to pigeonhole Free Talk Live as conservative or as liberal, and in fact, we don't fit into those pigeonholes at all. We're very consistent with our philosophy. We believe in peace, freedom, and personal responsibility.
Absolutely. Individual liberty all the way, every issue, every time. So, yeah, it is going to be a little bit different. It's not your typical talk radio fare, but it is still talk radio. We'll take your calls actually about anything, unlike most talk shows, wherein you are usually restricted to whatever the host wants to talk about for that hour-long period of time. You must call on that topic or you won't get through. We don't do it that way. While we certainly come to the table with topics, you aren't required to call on
spanking.
That. Spanking, sure.
Yeah,
sure.
We had that topic a couple weeks ago, and it went all over the place.
Different types of spanking, yep. As a matter of fact. And we've been talking about video game addiction tonight, so anything that happens to be on your mind goes. You dial in toll-free, the number 1-800-259-9231, but the station there in Burlington, KBUR 1490, joining us every weeknight, as a matter of fact, and taking, I believe, just the third hour. So you're starting with a little bit of Free Talk Live, little dose of Free Talk Live, and Steve Hexum, the program director, also the morning show host, is going to have me on his show on Friday morning, I think. Yeah, Friday morning. So I'll be talking to him then, and it'll be a good time to kind of promote the show, and
that's
brand new. Yeah, I like it when that happens. It honestly doesn't happen as often as I might like. I always let my program directors know of all of our 93 stations that I'm always available for those sorts of things. And, you know, they're busy guys. They've got a lot of stuff going on. But it's always nice when
a lot of stations don't have a live show at all, so...
Most of them do. Okay. A live morning show or something like that.
But, a lot of them do.
They've got a lot on their plates. A lot of these guys are doing a bunch of jobs, too. They're programming like three radio stations, whereas in the olden days, you know, it was one program director per radio station. Now they've got three stations to monitor, and they're doing a morning show on top of that. So I don't blame them, but it'll be nice, too. It's nice to be on, finally, in Iowa, so welcome aboard to everybody listening in Burlington tonight. And you guys are delay broadcasting the show as well, so you'll have to call in. If you want to call in and interact with us, you'll have to call in during our live show hours, which are from 6 to 9 Central at night, every night. So feel free to get interactive with us at the right times. All right, 800-259-9231, that's the number here. You can take control. We've been talking about video game addiction. And, you know, the last time we brought this topic up, there wasn't a whole lot of participation. I would say we've had probably a little more tonight than we normally do. I think that... maybe people are embarrassed to talk about this. It can't be uncommon, right? I mean, I have had this
problem. The nature
problem.
Of an addict, they don't think that they have an addiction.
This is a good point.
So,
denial.
Okay, how about this? If you play video games more than 10 hours a week, maybe you could call and talk to us about that.
Well, 1-800-259-9231 is the number. You can take control of the airwaves here. I want to go through a list of things that you can do, because I don't want to just talk about the problem. I want to talk about a solution. And we talked about the problem in the last hour. A guy died in China after playing for 3 days straight. Mm-hmm. And that's not the only time stories like that have occurred. People have lost girlfriends and boyfriends and husbands and wives over this. They have lost their jobs. They have lost their careers and, in some cases, their lives. So it's a pretty serious – it can be a pretty serious problem. And one website, Uproxx, UPROXX.com, has a feature story here on some tips on how to manage your online gaming addiction. You don't have a problem, they say. You can quit anytime. It's not like you're one of those guys who starves to death playing World of Warcraft or Counter-Strike. On the other hand, the mountain of Mountain Dew cans beside the computer chair is becoming a major safety hazard, and you attempted to cast a fireball at a bank teller last week.
Oh,
welcome to the world of the functioning addict. You have a job, friends, maybe even a girlfriend, but you spend more time in games like World of Warcraft or EVE Online than you'd like, and you want to cut back. Here are a few simple tips to make it easier. Number one, quit your guild. One of the tricks online games employ to keep you coming back is the guild, or corporation, depending on the game. A guild provides friends, a community, and a sense of duty. If people are relying on you, you'll sink hour after hour into the game to fulfill your responsibilities. The human brain has evolved to view social demands, even artificial ones, as extremely high priorities. So what these guilds do is, like, they'll go on a raid or something like that. They'll have something scheduled that the guild must do together in the game in order for their, you know, guild to advance or whatever.
Right.
So it requires all these people to come and play the game at a specified time, and, you know, maybe otherwise they might play it a little less. Instead, they're doing it more because, well, they're real people there. They don't want to let them down.
Mm-hmm.
Guilds exploit this to cause your brain to ascribe real-world significance to a game, thus making it more important to you. By quitting your guild or scaling back your involvement, you reduce this factor and help to put the game back into its proper context, that of a fun diversion or hobby. Note that this doesn't mean that you have to give up the friends you've made through the game. You can still talk to them on the phone or over chat or through other channels. Just don't do it in-game.
Yeah, but they won't.
But they likely won't want to talk to you anymore,
right,
because you quit the guild. So, you know, it's like, you know, like a sorority or whatever, or a fraternity. A lot of these sororities or fraternities are really just, you know, party groups. And if you don't pay the dues, then they're not your friends anymore. One of those kind of things. Number two, change how you play. Every aspect of online games are engineered to draw you in. The vast worlds, the hundreds of quests to perform, the Chinese dwarves spamming gold in broken English. Okay, well, not that last part. Let's take a look at the average night of gaming. You figure you walk for 20 minutes, and then you'll go feed the cat and take out the trash. Halfway along the way, you meet an attractive night elf. You spend time chatting Phil up before he logs off. Then, feeling rejected, you get lost and eventually meet a wizard who offers you endless treasures to go hunt down the great and powerful staff of MacGuffin. Before you know it, it's the next day. The cat has died of dysentery, and the garbage smells like a mass grave. In order to avoid this kind of thing, it's important to do two things. First, never sit down to play without a distinct goal in mind. Don't just wander. Always have something that you're doing or somewhere that you're going, and make sure it can all be done in less than an hour. Second, take 10% off the time you think it'll take you to do it, and set a timer. Try to get it done before the timer goes off. This will provide an element of challenge that'll make the game more interesting, and also make you less likely to spend all night fighting mud goblins and pining over Phil. Number three, find something else to do with your time. We'll continue the list here in a moment. We'll take your thoughts as well at 800-259-9231. Your gaming addiction experiences. Kenny is in South Carolina. Kenny, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Michelle, and Mark. Kenny, in South Carolina.
Hello?
Going once. Hey, Kenny, you're on the air.
Can you hear me?
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
All right. I just wanted to generally respond to this video game topic as an ex-World of Warcraft player.
Okay.
Well, I feel like sometimes you guys give some of the, even, like, the, I guess, casual players kind of a bad rap. Because
what do you consider casual?
What happens is the difference between games, like, that are massively multiplayer and regular games is that it's more of a hobby. I like to compare it to people who go bowling or play sports. You have to, because it's a cooperative activity, you have to dedicate certain blocks of time because there are other people that are relying on you.
Mm-hmm.
And that's all. Like, that's usually, that misunderstanding is where these games get such a bad rap, because people are setting aside blocks of time that they don't want to break these commitments. People that don't understand the importance of that, you know, people are like, oh, you know, you're addicted or this and that. And so while there are people who have serious priority issues with video games, the vast majority of players are no different from people who build chips in a bottle.
Now, how many hours a week do you think? I mean, that's clear. That makes some sense that you'd have to set time aside because other people are counting on you. How many hours a week do you think that one could call, playing, what one would call an addiction?
Well, I guess if I was going to put a number on it, if it's far more time than you spend on absolutely crucial activities, then obviously that's an addiction. But, I mean, there are other factors, obviously, that factor into that final decision.
Were you addicted at one time?
Oh, no.
Okay.
I didn't have nearly as much fun to actually even ever get near an
addiction.
Thanks
for the call. Appreciate hearing from you. More coming up. You can tell your story if you'd like. Bring it up in Free Talk Live.
It's the shirt you wear most. An essential in any professional man's wardrobe. It's the white dress shirt. And for over half a century, the Paul Frederick White Pinpoint Oxford Dress Shirt has set the standard for quality, comfort, and style. It regularly starts at $40 or more. But we're so confident that it will become your favorite shirt, we're making it available at the exclusive introductory price of only $19.95. Go to 1995shirt.com and choose our classic button-down with button cuffs or our traditional street collar with either button or French cuffs. Choose from regular, trim, and big and tall sizes with 55 combinations of collar and sleeve lengths for an exact fit. Order today and you'll also receive free monogramming and $8.50 value. Go to 1995shirt.com right now to order your Paul Frederick White Pinpoint Oxford Dress Shirt for just $19.95. Enter promo code TUCK. That's 1995shirt.com. Promo code TUCK.
Who is Sam Andy? Sam Andy Foods is life insurance in a can. Life insurance you can eat. Sam Andy Foods has been serving loyal customers worldwide for over 50 years. Why so long? Simple. Sam Andy Foods have perfected the taste and quality of low-moisture foods. Foods that last 15 to 25 years. And that's made us an industry leader among families, sportsmen, outdoorsmen, churches, schools, people living in remote areas, U.S. troops in wartime, and many others. Sam Andy is America's leading supplier of over 100 high-quality, low-moisture products and everything you need to survive in any emergency. Visit SamAndy.com today for your free full-color catalog and free trial subscription to the Survival Times newsletter. That's SamAndy.com. Just like it sounds, SamAndy.com. Or call toll-free 1-888-331-0358. Your one-stop shop for everything your family needs to prepare for any emergency. Sam Andy Foods. Life insurance in a can.
Are you wondering about your retirement portfolio? Are you confident that the financial advisor is experienced enough to combat climbing interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. When you subscribe to the International Forecaster, you get Robert Chapman's 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations. Who needs sugar-coated excuses when you can get the cold hard facts and proven investment leads you can't get anywhere else? For a free introductory copy to Robert Chapman's International Forecaster, subscribe now at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. Experience the difference. When you subscribe, you can email Robert Chapman directly to obtain investment advice tailored just for you. Don't wait another minute. Subscribe today at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. That's 877-479-8178.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver, that's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com, taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything you want. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features there for free, so enjoy those on us. By the way, those features include the webcam. You can watch, you can listen, you can interact, because the chat room is built into the webcam right there over at cam.freetalklive.com. That is cam.freetalklive.com. And I don't think the Free Talk Live chat room could really become addicting, because sometimes the people in there are really obnoxious, and you won't want to spend, you know, in some cases, you won't want to spend a whole lot of time.
Sometimes they're very alluring.
Yeah, well, that's a possibility. I mean, it's a good, sometimes it can be a very good time. You know, go ahead and find out what it's like for yourself. Go to cam.freetalklive.com and use at your own risk.
MemoryDealers.com offers the world's largest selection of discounted optical transceivers, including SFPs, XFPs, GBICs, ZenPacks, and X2s that are 100% compatible with all major networking equipment manufacturers, including Cisco, 3Com, Foundry, Alcatel, and HP. At up to 99% off of list price. They also have customized solutions for your transceiver requirements, including private labeling, in stock, ready to ship via overnight delivery. It's memorydealers.com.
All right, we continue here talking about gaming addiction. We'll continue on the list of how to manage your online gaming addiction, trying to reduce the problems that can come from people playing too much and possibly putting their other priorities, things that should be priorities, behind the ball and not really taking care of things as they should. We'll continue that list here in a moment, but also want to get your thoughts, your input, especially if you've had a gaming addiction and you've beaten it. What were your solutions? How did that work for you? What's your story? 800-259-9231. Let's continue. Mark is listening in Arizona. Mark, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian Michelle and another Mark.
Oh, hi.
Hey, Mark. What's on your mind?
Hey, so I felt I had some relevant experience, even though it's not, I wouldn't call it really addiction, but I've definitely played World of Warcraft on the level that you would, you know, you would put in the same bucket there with the...
You've stayed up all night long, multiple nights playing?
Yeah, exactly. And I have a number of friends, a large number of friends who do exactly the same thing, and who continue to do that, so...
In the interest of fairness, I'll ask you, do you have a girlfriend or a wife or a boyfriend?
No.
Okay.
Do you have a job?
I do.
Okay. Do you want to? I mean, like, do you...
Hold on. Yeah, and also, though, I should mention, though, that I've since stopped playing World of Warcraft completely in the hope of maintaining all those other things that you mentioned.
Right, because I think that this is probably this is where the rubber hits the road on this particular issue. If your relationships, familial or, you know, hoped relationships are suffering, if your job's suffering, then you've got the addiction. If not, then you're playing a game.
That's a good point.
Yeah. And I think that the list that you're going through right now is, you know, it's really focused on the right thing, because what I've seen is it's really focused on the idea of achievement. You know, unlike a drug addiction where, you know, you have a biological need for something. And so you're replacing your need for achievement with some other need. In this case, it's the same type of need. It's still ambition, but, you know, you replace real ambition with virtual ambition.
Was it hard for you to quit the massively multiplayer online role-playing game?
There was a lot of peer pressure, certainly, to get back into it.
Peer pressure to stay in the game from, like, the guild members, that kind of thing?
Yes, my guild members, and, you know, they're my friends in real life, too, and it's certainly... I certainly see them a lot less.
So would it have been easier then for you if you had a guild in the game, would it have been easier for you to break away if you didn't know any of them in real life, like if you only had known them from the game?
Certainly.
Yeah, because they can't pressure you in reality. Huh. Okay,
right.
So what did it take? I mean, did you quit cold turkey? Did you wean yourself off? How do you quit an online gaming addiction?
Well, you know, it was actually kind of off and on, but most of the time it was sort of... The catalyst was changing my credit card and forgetting to update the credit card information in the system. Right? So, after I changed my credit card once or twice, the billing would keep going. I would forget to change the information. Then I would get an email saying, you know, please renew your subscription. And I'd say, you know, maybe I'm not really interested in renewing it this time.
I see.
I would let it lapse and just... The last time I let it lapse, and I haven't picked it back up again.
Now, when it lapses, you've worked very hard.
Yeah, what happens to the character?
Yeah, what happens to the character? Do you lose your hammer of muffin smashing or whatever?
Well, I mean, you don't lose the stuff that you've created, and you know, unless it's just a really long time and you've you know, whatever server might have been shut down or something. But as far as I know, my level 80 character is still on.
So it's still there waiting for you. Should you decide that you want to power up the account or fund up the account, you'll be
right.
It'll be back right where it was.
Of course, though, that's, you know, with all the new features that they've added to World of Warcraft, that's still pretty far behind the ball.
I see. So you've got to keep playing in order to kind of
it's
keep
like the
up
magic
to
cards where you've got to keep on buying new ones because your old ones just
upsets
can't fight
me
them.
About magic cards because it's such a great game, and as the years go on, they just keep adding things to it, and it makes it much more difficult to keep up with the Joneses.
So, Mark, do you then weigh down your guild? Like, are you now the weak link, or do
I
you
bet they've kicked him out. I mean, it's over.
Okay.
It's been so. You know, I don't. I wouldn't say that guilds are necessarily that, they're not that, they don't have that much animosity towards people who aren't up to the same level of playtime as they are, but they certainly don't like to see anybody go just because it's one less person to, sort of hang out with online.
Kill orcs.
Thanks for sharing your story tonight. I appreciate hearing from you, Mark, and thank you for the call at 800-259-9231. Let's go to Matt, listening in Illinois. Matt, you're on Free Talk Live.
Good evening, guys, and Michelle. How are you guys tonight?
Great. What's on your mind? Go ahead.
Okay, well, there's a multiplayer game that I play online, and actually I'm playing it right now. And I play it probably about an hour a night. Sometimes I play a little more, sometimes a little less. And basically I play it while Free Talk Live is on. And that way I'm timing myself so I can be at the computer and listening to you guys and I'm doing something.
So when we finish the hour, you know it's time to quit the game. What's the game that you're playing?
It's called Anarchy Online.
Oh, of course. So I've heard of this one. It's yet another one of these massively multiplayer online games. Is there a goal and what is the purpose?
No, the goal is just to develop your character. Mm-hmm. Your character goes through levels, and it can reach level 220. And once you've reached level 220, you've reached enlightenment. And I haven't reached 220 yet, so I don't know what that's about.
What level is your character?
Mine's 184, my highest character.
So you don't know what happens when you reach the enlightenment, or is it like start over from the beginning or something? Or
no, I'll find out. I mean, if I was just to sit there and play it, you know, 8 hours a day, I'm sure I could get, but, you know, I'm not that interested in finding out.
So, do you feel like you've ever come close to being addicted, or have you always been under control with this?
When I was younger, you know, they came out, when I was a teenager, they came out with games like the Space Invaders and stuff like that, and you had to pump quarters into them.
Oh, yeah.
And I used to be kind of addicted to those.
That's a really costly addiction, arcade gaming.
Well, when you're now working for your own quarters, it makes it it makes it a lot easier to get addicted. That's how it was for you when I was a kid.
Matt, thanks for the story. Appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231. You can take control of the airwaves. Bring up anything. This is Free Talk Live.
Your natural, organic, herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract.
My name is Stan, and I'm 68 years old, and I live in Vermont. In the spring of 2003, I started to have problems with my heart. It felt like my heart was pounding. It made me feel breathless. I tried many, many different things to try to get some help for myself. Nothing did anything.
Heart and Body Extract is very powerful, very effective, and works quickly.
I saw one of Sharon's ads and ordered Heart and Body Extract. I noticed a difference quickly, within days. The episodes became less frequent, and by a month, it completely vanished.
Usually, you find a 30-day or 60-day guarantee. Heart and Body Extract comes with a lifetime 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Becoming a modern smoker is now easier and more cost-effective, thanks to LeCig. Traditional smokers the world over love LeCig. E-cigarettes with a look, feel, and taste of real cigarettes, but without the nasty smoke, ashes, or stains. LeCig is powered by revolutionary microelectronic technology. A small, rechargeable battery and unique replaceable cartridge provide all the satisfaction and benefits of smoking without the smoke and all the hazards. See the large variety of LeCig e-cigarette supplies and accessories at LeCig.com. That's LeCig.com. LeCig is competitively priced, comes with a with best customer service, a 30-day warranty, and satisfaction guaranteed. What a great gift idea. For a 10% discount, mention GCN when you call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Ask for fast, free, same-day shipping. Order online at LESIG.com and use promo code GCN at checkout. That's LECIG.com. LESIG, for today's modern smoker.
This message starts with a great offer from Big Berkey Water Filters, because we don't want you drinking dangerous water 1 minute longer. Right now, purchase any filter system from BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com to get your choice of two Berkey Sport bottles, a KDF shower filter, a set of fluoride filters, or our new Sight Glass spigot absolutely free. Why do this? Because over 60% of municipal water is fluoridated, and at less than 2 cents per gallon, Berkey Water Filters purify both treated and untreated water, removing dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and other contaminants. Big Berkey water filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, so they're perfect for rainwater collection systems and emergency preparedness. Remember, Big Berkey includes free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call today 1-877-99-BERKEY.
At hempusa.org, we offer chemical-free products to people around the world, detoxifying, self-healing, while rebuilding the immune system. We urge our listeners to please consider our largest-selling product, microplant powder. Our microplant powder is rich in silica and probiotics to help rebuild the immune system and to create a healthy stomach flora. Microplant powder is excellent for daily intake and is perfect to add to your storage shelter. We urge our listeners to please visit us at hempusa.org. And remember, all of our products are chemical-free and healthy to eat. We constantly strive to give you the best service, highest quality, and rapid shipping anywhere. And we offer free shipping on orders over $95 in the U.S. Please visit us at hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. That's 908-691-2608. See what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you at hempusa.org.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
Talk Live, you can take control of the airwaves and bring up whatever you'd like at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Joining you this evening is Ian,
Michelle,
and Mark.
1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features there completely free. Listening options are included. We've got a broadband and dial-up version of the program. You can go to listen.freetalklive.com to access those. In addition, you'll find a full list of our radio stations, 93 of them from coast to coast, that air the program at various different times throughout the week. Our satellite feed, which is free to air, meaning you don't pay for a subscription to tune it in. And webcam, listen lines allow you to call in from any phone that can dial long distance and listen to the show that way. So enjoy it all free over at listen.freetalklive.com. As we continue here, Danny Ladone is calling in, the director of playing Columbine and the creator of the Columbine game. Danny, are you with us?
Hi, guys. I'm with you. Thanks for having me on.
Yeah, it's been a while since we've heard your voice. It's always good to have you here, and certainly an expert in the realm of video gaming and the culture that surrounds it. What did you have to share tonight?
Well, so my film is not really about video game addiction. However, I did want to share a brief story with you about a family friend of mine who got really into massive multiplayer online gaming.
Okay.
He was specifically interested in the Star Wars Galaxies game, which is like a multi-online player game specifically for Star Wars. And I was interested because I love Star Wars.
Yeah.
But not too long into watching him play the game, I was puzzled because no Star Wars things were happening. So I asked him, "What are you doing?" He's like, "Oh, well, I build houses for people." "So you build houses for people?" "Yeah," he says, "I can build these kinds of teepees and these huts, and I go out into the desert and I collect supplies and I build houses." And he spends hours and hours playing this game. And I asked him, well, what about Star Wars stuff? Like, do you get a lightsaber or a blaster? Do you become a Jedi or fly a
TIE fighter
to the Death Star?
Right.
He said, oh, I know one friend who's on that track, but it's really hard to do. Most of my friends on the game, we just build stuff or we own shops in Star Wars galaxies.
Oh, they're slaves.
So you could be like Uncle Ben out in the desert of Tatooine, you know, you gotta, collecting dew for
junk.
For the
salvage some junk.
I'm a Jawa. I collect
me because
droids.
He has a day job as a blue-collar working kind of guy, and why he would choose to spend his free time as a blue-collar Star Wars character didn't make sense to me.
Go with what you know, I guess.
Do you think that, like, the one caller who called in said it's really about not validation, but accomplishment and everything, that that maybe for your friend it's he's able to virtually act out and rise through the ranks or whatever in a way that he's not able to in his real life?
I will say that many gamers, probably my family friend included, go online and play a game like that for the social experience. It's a place to hang out virtually with your friends in your guild, etc. I myself am more of a goal-oriented video game player. I go in, I want to unlock the levels, get the weapons, beat it on the hardest level, and then I'm done with the game, I'll move on.
Yep.
So
you were at this point.
I just want to let you guys know that Playing Columbine will be available starting in April on iTunes, and I can tell you more about that as we get to that point.
Yeah, I look forward to hearing from you.
I thought I would share that story with you.
Yeah, very cool. So you saw your family member doing this, and that pretty much turned you off to even trying the game. Is that right?
I mean, I know that there are cool things you can do in Star Wars Galaxy, but like one of those open-end sandbox games, what he was interested in doing was building stuff.
It's fascinating.
Yeah, it just doesn't make much sense
to me.
Rather
than use the game to explore a universe in which you don't know and you aren't familiar with, he chose the path of being what he did in real life.
I wish I could be the quartermaster for the stormtroopers so I can pass out blasters and count beans until the next time some battle occurs and so my friends get blown away. It doesn't make no sense.
I can't imagine playing a video game where I'm a mother.
Yeah, right.
And I'm cooking and cleaning, vacuum, playing the cat box.
Thanks for the observation.
One game that I got really hooked on called Harvest Moon allows you to be a farmer, and you truly just get up every day and water all of your plants. And then you go to the store, you buy supplies, and you go home and you go to bed. And I would play the game for hours a day, and it felt like doing chores, and it felt like work, and it wasn't fun.
Wow.
But I had to do it because I was committed to growing my farm over the 2.5 years of the game.
Isn't this what
time.
People are doing on Facebook, Mark, with the Farmville?
Things like that. I have not played Farmville, so
there's
I couldn't say.
There's one that you play, though, isn't
I play that, one. It's called Castle Age, and it's my understanding it's very similar in that basically all you do is you go in every day, and you have to click stuff that, over time you get more energy points, and you have to click things in order to deplete your energy points, and you move up in levels, and there really seems to be no point whatever.
I guess
yeah, you
City.
Still do it,
every
right?
day.
The Sims
Several
would
times
be...
a day.
No, you don't.
Jesse totally is more hooked.
I've got it open right now.
Oh
it is
God.
Right on my street.
Man, that's awful. Hey, Danny, great observations tonight. Thanks for the call, dude.
Great.
Appreciate
nice talking
it.
To you guys.
Yeah, that's
Take
Danny
care.
From Playing Columbine, the movie, which he was so kind to put us in. Pretty cool.
Yep.
So 800-259-9231.
Yeah, as a result, I'm 3 degrees from Kevin Bacon.
Have you checked that out, really?
Oh, yes. That guy in there, Jack Thompson? Thomas
yeah.
Thompson?
Jack, the lawyer, the anti-video
Yeah,
game
he's the one
lawyer.
Who gets us there.
All right, so we continue here with your calls and thoughts on video game addiction. You can also bring up anything. Let's talk to Nick in Arizona. Nick, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian Michelle and Mark.
Hey, I just wanted to tell you about how I cured my video game addiction.
All right, great.
This was before there were massive multiplayer online role-playing games.
Mm-hmm.
I was in high school, and I had a Super Nintendo and a Genesis and all that stuff, and I wanted more games than I could afford. So I got online or called some number in the back of a magazine or something, and I bought this thing where you copy video games. And
wow.
You put the cartridge in the top, and you put them on the floppy disk, so like a... You know, Super Mario Brothers, you put it in the top and it puts it onto a floppy disk and you just load that into your Nintendo.
Incredible.
once you have every video game, you want no video games.
That makes sense.
So you beat the addiction by collecting them all, so to speak?
I guess so, man. I haven't played video games in like 10 years, and I have every single video game I could ever think of. And they just,
wow.
I'm just a hoarder that way, I guess.
How many floppy disks are we talking about here? Are we talking about like 3.5-inch or old 5.5-inch disks? Or 5.25?
Well, these were 3.5-inch, and I still have the boxes of them. They're no good anymore, you know, because they degrade over time.
Yeah, they're magnetic disks.
I kept them. I've got a box of them in the garage. I ran into them last weekend when I was cleaning out the garage and just laughed for a while.
So, but you kept them. Even though you were cleaning out the garage, you ran into them and you held onto them.
Those things were important, man.
Yeah, there's so much work invested in it. Even if they don't work anymore, he put a lot of effort and work into putting them on those discs.
I did, and this was before internet. So I used to use my phone to call long distance to download a 2 megabyte game at 2400 baud modem, and it would take 45 minutes and cost me $10 to do that. And me and my group of friends would take turns calling this Where's BBS out in California called Spatula City, and we would just take turns getting the racked up phone bills to get the first leaked video game and from Japan that wasn't
wow,
even translated. You couldn't even play it anyhow.
Now, did you have a girlfriend at this time?
Oh, no.
No way. This
okay,
is a long
so,
time ago.
So there's a... What, he wasn't allowed to have a girlfriend when he was a young guy?
Well, okay.
But I mean, I detect a common theme here.
What's that?
You guys need girlfriends.
Now, you know, gaming is ubiquitous. It runs the gamut.
It doesn't talk back to you.
What happens if your girlfriend plays games?
Oh, wow.
Well, you know, maybe along the same time as when I stopped playing video games, when I got a girlfriend.
There you go. That helps.
Thank you for validating.
A lot of these addictions, but thank you, Nick, for the call tonight. A lot of these addictions, Michelle, happen with a girlfriend in the home or a significant other in the home.
Mm-hmm.
And it pulls the person away from that person.
Right.
So 800-259-9231. Maybe we've got time for your call and your thoughts on this or whatever issue you want. 1-800-259-9231. You can take control of the airwaves. This is Free Talk Live.
MemoryDealers.com offers the world's largest selection of discounted optical transceivers, including SFPs, XFPs, GBICs, ZenPaks, and X2s. 100% compatible with all major networking equipment manufacturers, including Cisco, 3Com, Foundry, Alcatel, and HP. All at up to 99% off list price. MemoryDealers.com is your trusted source for all your networking and telecom accessory needs. In stock and ready to ship via overnight delivery. MemoryDealers.com.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Nestle Pure Life Water, helping you drink better and live better by providing a zero-calorie alternative to sugary drinks. Visit us at nestle-purelife.us. When kids are playing, they often don't want to stop to keep hydrated, so send them out with a bottle of water and encourage them to take frequent drink breaks or call them inside for a quick sip. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
The largest part of gaining radiant health is detoxification. You can drink ionized water, cleanse your intestines, eat a perfect diet, and even take lots of quality supplements, and in many instances, only make minimal progress. What is the key to detoxifying your body of mercury, heavy metals, chemicals, and drugs? It is glutathione. Glutathione is the master antioxidant used to detoxify your entire body. It stops free radicals, keeps cells young, and reduces inflammation. One World Whey protein powder may be able to raise your glutathione production by 64% or more. One World Whey is more effective than any other whey protein powder on the market because it is unheated and from grass-fed cows. All other, quote, cold-processed whey protein powders have been heated and damaged by 15% or more. One World Whey comes in three delicious flavors. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, WHEY.com.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Men, take control of your prostate health without the risk of nasty side effects with Prostate Secure. Early detection, regular prostate exams, and PSA tests are a must for men over 40. Listen, if you have symptoms of an enlarged prostate but don't want to take a drug with possible nasty side effects, or if you're over 40, then use Prostate Secure, a natural dietary supplement for men. Prostate Secure is a scientifically formulated blend of clinically significant amounts of natural ingredients. It brings together the most powerful plant sterols like beta-sitosterol and saw palmetto, along with antioxidants such as vitamin D3, resveratrol, and lycopene to support good prostate health, proper urinary flow, function, and more. Check out ProstateSecure.com. Order online and save 10% with promo code SAVE10 or call 1-800-239-9432. That's 800-239-9432. Or visit ProstateSecure.com. Take control of your prostate health naturally with Prostate Secure.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
Free Talk Live, you can take control of the airwaves even in these remaining moments. If you're on hold, we may have enough time to get to you. If you're not, well, don't bother, because we're about to run out of time shortly. So I'm not going to give you the number, but I will give you the website. You can go to freetalklive.com, and you can get various different features there all completely free. If you like the show and you want to help support us, you can become an amplifier for as little as $3 a month. We will take that money in and reinvest it into the program, getting on more radio stations, bringing more internet listeners on board, and exposing new people to the ideas of freedom. But it's not always about freedom. It's an open phones show. And we cover a variety of different topics here. But if you want to support Free Talk Live, go to amp.freetalklive.com. That's amp.freetalklive.com. Talking about video game addiction and your stories and experiences with it. Let's go to the phones and talk to Matthew, listening in New York, in Ithaca, to WNYY. Hello, Matthew.
Hello, guys.
Hey, Matthew. What's on your mind?
Hello.
Thank you.
Video game addiction, of course. Yes. I experienced it early on, quarters, pumping them in for occasional asteroid or a Pac-Man experience at the local dinner outing. But then it turned into an Apple E computer and the first forays into some type of D&D adventures.
Yeah, those are the ones that are all text-based. They didn't really, they might flash a picture up that was really, really pixelated or something like that every now and then. But basically, it'd just be text on the screen that says, "You're walking into a dark room. There's a table to your right." That kind of thing, right?
You got it.
Yep, I remember those.
D&D Adventures means Dungeons and Dragons.
That's right. Thank you, Michelle.
Okay.
You are on the ball.
Exactly. We're moving down through layers and levels of, mazes, so
okay.
to speak.
And so you spent a lot of time on that way back when?
When I was 12 or 13, 14, Apple IIe computer, text-based, as you said, and then we moved into basically higher-level games, but at some point I wasn't consistent with games, but I realized I had an addiction to them. I stopped at a friend's house and I played their Nintendo for about 24 hours. They went out drinking. And when they came home, I was still playing their game.
Wow.
And so I've engaged this addiction occasionally. Then I was in college and somebody had a computer and I went out and bought Diablo. And I just knew, and I played it for about 24, 36 hours, and I played through. And so I've experienced this addiction, and I choose now to have pretty much not really anything to do with computers, and I don't monitor an email or online account or face mail, and I feel like that's healthiest. But I know very deeply about addiction to games.
Apparently you do. I mean, yeah. If, well, if you've played a few times, and when you do play, you play for 24 hours straight, I think you're making the right decision.
Just to stay away from it, absolutely. I mean, I have a problem being addicted to my email box, where I will spend too much time sitting in the email box just looking at what's coming in. And so, absolutely, that's a very real problem. And I thank you for the call tonight. I'm glad you've got it under control. 1-800-25... Oh, not supposed to get it out. We've got people waiting. Let's go continue here and talk to Chuck, listening to WVTS in West Virginia. Chuck, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, yeah, I was wanting to talk about the... My own?
Yeah, you're here. Go. Oh,
okay, sorry about that.
No worries.
I was wanting to talk about the guy mentioned Star Wars Galaxies before.
Yeah.
And I played that one, and oh, God, it nearly ruined my life.
Really?
For an entire year, I played that game nonstop. I mean, like, I was out of work for like a year. I didn't get fired from Kmart, but I quit, and I was going to go in the Army, which was, I'm glad I didn't do that.
Thank
We're
you.
Glad, too.
Yeah,
I was really glad. But, I mean, for like 16 or 18 hours a day, I would play that game.
So, were you just eating away your... Let me make this clear here. You quit your job, started playing this game. You had quit the job before you started playing the game. Were you just eating away at your savings?
Well, it still doesn't take a whole lot for me to live, because I live with either my mom or my grandma, or just kind of whoever's couch is open at the moment.
Right, gotcha.
But,
Dude, come on, get off the couch, move out of mom's house, come on.
Your mom or grandma were tolerating this behavior from you, right? Because they could have put their foot down or something. They were just letting you get away with this, huh?
Well, at the time they were. I mean, ever since then, I've got a job now, and I've helped mom pay house payments and keep family alive and whatever, but...
This is something that I think that our society is really strange on, is the living with parents. You know, I could have a female roommate who was 60 years old who lived with me, and nobody would think that that was terribly unusual. But because it's my mom and she loves me, it's not quite as acceptable.
I think having been married to someone who's from Europe, and, you know, they definitely, like, they live at home essentially until they get married in a lot of cultures and stuff. And I don't have a problem with that. What I have a problem is with the basement dwellers who, you know, they're not, as this man said, you know, he started contributing to the household economy. They're still living with their parents as if they're children.
Mm-hmm.
Mom still makes their food. Mom's still doing their laundry. That sort of thing, I think, is clearly unhealthy.
So was there anything else you wanted to share from your story?
Yeah, he was talking about the crafting thing, and I mean, that wasn't true of all people, but it was of some. Like, I did both. I would actually go, and I'd sit in the actual, you know, the cantina on Tatooine, and I would wait for people to come in and offer for me to give me, you know, I'd take them for rides in the spaceship, and they would get points for being on board the spaceship while we killed, you know, like TIE fighters and crap.
Hmm.
And, I basically did that for an entire year, me and my buddy did.
Incredible. And, why did you stop? What brought it to a close?
I just got tired of it, I suppose. I mean, it eventually got, you know, wore out.
Yeah, did it become repetitive? I mean, because...
It did, yeah. Hmm.
There's only so much you can do, right? And then you're just leveling up after a certain point.
Right. And I still do this with games, but like Fallout and Oblivion and there's one called Arma. And I play all these games somewhat regular, but kind of like Mark said, I'll go through a point where I'll play a game for like, you know, I might go through a period where I want to do nothing but play games. And then like right now, I haven't played a video game for a month or two.
Yeah, that's how I'll go for months without playing anything, and then I'll get one that I'm interested in, and it'll just suck up all my time, my free time. Thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231. But, you know, things are still getting done, so I don't feel too terrible about the occasional game. I don't feel too bad about it.
My son conducted an intervention with me, actually.
Regarding what?
He thought that I was spending too much time on Facebook, and I signed up on Match.com.
Oh, yeah?
And, yes. And Yeah, I'd like a date.
Attention, gentlemen.
Michelle Seven has been asked out like 3 times in 10 years. Come on now. So he thought that I was spending too much time, and I'm a writer, and so he said
should be writing instead of doing
yes.
That.
And so it wasn't a matter of actually being on the actual, you know, computer. It was being online, and so he took my little wireless card thingy.
Took your air card.
Very sharp.
Yes.
Let's talk to Nick, listening in Colorado. Nick, you're on Free Talk Live. The Michelle and Mark.
Hello, how y'all doing tonight?
Hey, Nick. What's on your mind tonight?
Oh, I'd just like to say that I'm 30 years old, and I own my own business, and I own my own house, and I play World of Warcraft, and I think it's a healthy addiction.
Is that right?
And you just
Why?
Need to start to learn balance, and if you learn balance, you'll enjoy the game a lot.
Balance.
Well, you know, this is true with anybody who play, you know, gambling, all kinds of...
That's not an addiction, though, then.
Right, there are people out there that smoke crack
responsibly. I believe it is an addiction, and I'll admit it.
So you're a functioning addict?
Yeah, and I believe for 50 cents a day, it's a pretty cheap, healthy addiction. I mean, it's never
gave
me an
STD
or an unwanted baby.
Like, but you're eating food, you're not skipping meals, you're sleeping.
Yeah. How many hours a day do you play? I'm a functioning World of Warcraft player.
How many hours per day?
Well, see, the thing is, what I wanted to call about is I drastically cut back my time. I used to be logged on about 12 hours a day, and now I only play about 3 hours a day because... I stopped watching TV, and I started doing a whole lot of research online and listening to talk radio, and you're right, Ian. I mean, it's like I learned the simple things in life are really what's more enjoyable. Like, I enjoy playing tug-of-war with my pit bull way more than poning some little kid's face in the battleground anymore.
Absolutely.
You know?
I thank you for the call tonight. Appreciate hearing from you. I totally agree with him. It's just more satisfying. All right, so so real quick, the remainder of the tips on how to manage your online addiction. Number 3 was to find something else to do with your time. You know, go outside, find a new hobby, etc. Number 4, stop reading the magazines and websites because it's just feeding into your desire for more. Find other forms of entertainment was number 5. So there's a few other tips where you can go get more at uproxx.com.
And get your Liberty message out to thousands of people a month. For fractions of a penny apiece. Do it from the back of your car with LibertyStickers.com. They have hundreds and hundreds of different Liberty sayings. You can check them out. Let your voice be heard. It's LibertyStickers.com. They can also make custom stickers for your band, your church, your business, whatever. It's LibertyStickers.com. Small runs. It's cheap. You could make 5 of them and do a very, very cheap thing. LibertyStickers.com.
Well, if you do a bigger run, then it would be really cheap.
Yeah, well... Certainly more.
I was just talking with him today, actually, about doing some more Free Talk Live stickers, because they do our stickers.
Yes. Rick's a good guy.
All right, so we'll see you tomorrow night online in the meantime at freetalklive.com. Have you been thinking about starting a website? I'm going to tell you about a great offer from HostGator. HostGator is a worldwide leader for web hosting, and they make it easy to get your own .com domain name. You create your very own website with their free site builder tools and templates. Sign up at hostgator.freetalklive.com to receive your first month completely free. Whether you want a personal blog or a complete e-commerce business website, let the experts at hostgator.freetalklive.com host you.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold before your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.